From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The financial markets hate inflation. They also hate sudden and unexpected changes in economic conditions. So investors were caught off guard this morning by news that a key inflation measure rose at its fastest rate in 3 decades last month. But as NPR's Jim Zeroli reports, economists say today's report probably overstates the real inflation threat.
The Labor Department said the producer price index rose by 2% last month. That was partly because energy prices were higher, but even when food and fuel costs were excluded, the increase was still 1.3%, the biggest jump since the last days of the Carter administration. Those are big increases, but several economists said the numbers were probably somewhat distorted. They noted that the index had fallen or stayed flat throughout much of the fall, so it was probably playing catch-up. What would account for that kind of month-to-month volatility? David Weiss, chief economist at Standard & Poor's, says much of it has to do with sales of autos, especially light trucks like SUVs.
The pattern of rebates from month to month is just bouncing so much that it's really swinging the overall index.
Weiss says Ford and GM had a lot of unsold vehicles in September and October, so they had to reduce the prices they charged dealers. By November, they had cut production, so they had fewer cars to sell and they could charge more. It may seem hard to believe that SUV sales could sway the index so much, but Weiss says they do. When you account for these distortions, the inflation rate turns out to be a lot lower than today's numbers make it seem, says Wachovia's senior economist Mark Vittner.
We're still seeing relatively modest inflationary pressures. The overall inflation rate is somewhere in the neighborhood of 2.5%.
Vittner says that's pretty good for an economy that's been growing as long as this one has. But he also says it's at the upper range of what Federal Reserve officials like to see, which means there's less and less likelihood that Fed policymakers will be willing to cut interest rates anytime soon. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.